Barry, first of all, welcome to the programme, and you're going to be taking part in the Big Orange Quiz here at the Brentwood Centre in March, an event that you've taken part in before, haven't you?
Yes, I've been attending this for many years, since Francis Hospice and I have become great friends.
Well, that's great. And now, quizzing, I think, is reaching a new high. Now, why do you think that is?
I think it's the most popular activity in the country. I think there's something like 500,000 people who do a pub quiz once a week. People, I think, just like showing off that they know something. And everybody knows a lot more than they ever think they do.
So how did you first get into quizzing? When did you realise you were any good at it?
I first got into quizzing in the mid-80s. I had a big team of people working for me, and one of them dragged me along to a pub quiz one night, and I was absolutely hopeless. Out of 64 questions, I knew the answers to two of them. I made a vow that night that I would never be as bad as that again. And I started reading, and I've never stopped since.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Obviously, you've got to read a lot. Do you regularly swat up on a regular basis? How do you do it?
Well, it's not. I don't regard it as swatting because I love acquiring facts. I'm very fortunate. I'm interested in a huge range of things. So I just read for pleasure and I just do it all the time. I've been doing it basically all my life, but I didn't realise I was swatting for most of it.
No, I mean, I just watching you on Eggheads, for example, a subject like golf, for example. Now, you know, I'm an avid golfer. I watch golf all the time. A golf question comes up and my mind just goes blank. But you seem to know it when maybe you're not a golf fan. How do you retain such information?
Well, I've got an advantage on golf in that my brother-in-law and my sister were both captains of their local golf club. So they forever are telling me about golf. So golf is one of the sports that I actually do know quite a bit about. But you're quite right, it's very hard to remember things you're not interested in. So the trick, if you want to learn something, is to try and get interested in a subject and read all around it and try and get many different hooks where you can attach information. But just learning facts by themselves is normally very difficult for most people.
I'm sure. My biggest problem, when I'm an avid pub quiz goer, and every time I go to my partner always tells me off. Because there's always one question I argue against with the quizmaster. Is that you? Do you sometimes say, no, you know, you're wrong, that's not right?
Oh, yes, I get into trouble with my wife for arguing about that. Especially in pubs or on cruises when I'm saying, no, the answer's wrong and this is the right answer because. And my wife just looks at me with a look of sheer horror on her face.
Now, how long have you been involved with Eggheads?
I joined Eggheads in 2008. So I'm coming up now to 9 years.
And how does Eggheads work? I mean, obviously you go and record sessions, do you? How often are you involved and where do you go?
Well, we used to record in London, but about seven years ago, we moved up to Glasgow, and we generally go up for 2 weeks at a time, and we record 50 shows at a time. It's a very intense schedule. We'll do 5 shows one day, then 4 the next, and 5, then 4. Now, 6 days on, 1 day off, and then another 6 days on, so it's a very tiring schedule.
Well, you've got...
Look at Eggheads, and you see an egghead, and you can't remember a simple thing. You'll know he's done 5 shows that day, and his brain is absolutely frazzled.
How does the rotation system work? Because there's 9 of you now?
There's 9 of us. Up till recently, all that happened is we just moved one chair along each programme. So you ended up doing 5 in a row, and then you missed for as many programmes as there were extra eggheads, and then you came back at the other end and started moving across. But now we seem to have fixed, but our producers decided it's better if we have fixed positions in the chair. So I'm second from the left every game.
I see. And I bet you miss Daphne.
I don't know why you chose that. So.
And I bet you miss Daphne, don't you?
Oh, yes. I mean, I love Daphne, and I still do. She is, without a doubt, still the finest female quizzer in the world. I mean, I'm very fortunate because some of the eggheads, Kevin, Pat and myself, we quiz against the best in the world at international competitions, and there is nobody, no female who could come even close to Daphne.
Apart from yourself, is Kevin regarded as the best in the world? He must be, isn't he?
Kevin is the master. I honestly believe he is the most knowledgeable man on the planet.
Wow.
I mean, a typical day with Kevin is quite amazing. I've been out with him many, many times, as you can imagine.
Yep.
And we'd probably hit a couple of museums in the morning, and we'd go and have lunch at some place that had some history behind it so we could learn while we were eating. He'd then go across 3 art galleries in the afternoon, and he'd finish up by watching 3 films. at least, and he does this almost every single day of his life. That's why he knows so much.
Well, how are you personally dealing with the fame? Are you getting recognised in the street?
I've been recognised all over the world. Would you believe I was having a cup of coffee in a cafe in the Falklands last year, and the waitress recognised me. The year before, I was on a station platform in New Delhi, and some Indian chap recognised me in New Delhi. So the Egghead is global, it really is.
Mm. Now then, do you know who Kevin Rowland is now?
Texas Midnight Runner.
Yeah, you see, you look. Yeah,
yes, that hurts. That still hurts all those years later.
Right, I'm going to ask you three questions now, okay? And the subject, first of all, is geography.
Mm-hmm.
The river Waikato, Waikato, is the longest river in which country?
New Zealand.
See, I was the only one in the room who got that last week. And I'm going there next week. So, Which airport has a four-lane road running across the runway named Winston Churchill Road?
Ooh.
Oh, I've got him.
I've got to think about that. Running across the runway, Winston Churchill Road.
Yes, it's not a trick question, Barry. It's absolutely genuine. It's true. Which airport has a four-lane road running across the runway called Winston Churchill Road?
Last in Gibraltar, there was a runway, a road running across the runway, so I think I'd have to go for Gibraltar.
You're absolutely right, sir. Well,
oh, no! That was a tough one.
It was a tough one. And finally, in the opening sequence, this is TV now, of Citizen Smith, what is the tube station in the background when Wolfie shouts, "Power to the people"?
Oh, goodness me, you're taking me back a few years now.
Yeah, it was with Robert Lindsay. Do you remember the TV programme?
I've never admitted it. Oh, hang on a minute. It's Tooting.
Ah, well.
I just remember, because my son lived in Tooting for a couple of years, and the penny just dropped.
It's actually Tooting Broadway, you're correct. And who won the cup final in 1939?
I have no idea on that whatsoever.
It's a trick question. There was no cup final in 1939. There was a war on.
Sport is the one area that I'm a bit rusty on. Well, anyway.
So, Barry... You're coming to the Brentwood Centre for the Big Orange Quiz on Friday the 3rd of March. I'm not going to be there. I missed you last year. I was away. This year I'm in New Zealand, so I'll miss you again. But this is all raising money for St Francis Hospice.
It is a wonderful charity.
And are you're hoping to bring some other eggheads with you, aren't you?
I'm bringing five others with me.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic. I can only...
including, hopefully, one of the newest ones.
Ah, this is from last year's...
Make me an egghead, yes.
Yeah, brilliant, because they've been very, very successful. They're very good, aren't they, the pair of them? They've done so well.
Oh, gosh, yeah, yes. That makes me having to go back to the books. I've got to keep up with these youngsters. It's hard.
So what does 2017 hold for you, Barry?
I think it's more of the same. An awful lot more quizzing, some interesting holidays, and fun with grandchildren. That's my menu for a happy year.
Very similar to mine, actually. Barry, thank you so much. It's been a delight to talk to you. And hopefully, if we get a chance, we'll get you into the studio when you're down in Brentwood. So that would be brilliant.
By all means, I have no problem with that at all.
Barry,
nice talking to you, Mike.
Thank you very, very, very much indeed, Barry. Have a great day.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.